Spanish teachers answer your questions. What are augmentatives? What are augmentatives?
And how do you use them in Spanish?
At SpanishPod101.com, we hear these questions often. In the following situation, Ben Lee, a college student, wants to share his excitement about the success of a group project with his friend. He says, "It's a success."
Es un éxito.
Listen to the full conversation.
Es un éxito.
Un exitazo.
Once more with the English translation.
Es un éxito.
It's a success.
Un exitazo.
A great success. Did you notice how Ben's friend replaces the word
éxito
with
exitazo?
She attaches the suffix
aso
to the word to create what's called an augmentative. To augment means to make larger or greater, and this is exactly what these expressive suffixes do to a noun. They emphasize that something is big or of great importance. The suffixes
aso, asa,
are commonly used to intensify qualities and give a positive connotation to the nouns. In this case, Ben's friend is highlighting how very successful their project is. Let's take a closer look. Do you remember how Ben's friend says, "A great success"?
Un exitazo.
Here, she's attached the suffix
aso,
usually translated as striking or great, to the noun that Ben used,
éxito.
This suffix is used to turn masculine nouns into augmentative nouns, as in the above example. To change a feminine noun into an augmentative noun, one would instead attach the suffix
asa.
For instance, we can attach it to the word
amiga
to say a great girlfriend or
amigasa.
Let's hear a couple more examples.
Carrazo
means an amazing car.
Jefasa,
a great female boss. This is just one pair of suffixes that create augmentatives, but there are more. Next is the suffix
on,
which is used with masculine nouns, and the suffix
ona
is used with the feminine ones. This pair of suffixes, however, is often regarded as a pejorative and is likely to have a disrespectful or derogatory meaning, so use it carefully. For example, the word
cabezona,
derived from the word
cabeza,
meaning a woman with a big head, is derogatory, but the word
notición
is a simple augmentative meaning big news and carries no negative connotations. Furthermore, this suffix can be used to compliment someone, such as in the word
buenón,
meaning good-looking. The last pair of suffixes are
ote
for masculine nouns and
ota
for feminine ones. These are commonly used with names and adjectives that apply to people. They're also used for making things seem bigger. They can have a more affectionate sense or can be a soft way of making fun of someone. This pair of suffixes is less commonly used in a pejorative sense, compared to the pair we learned before,
on
and
ona.
But keep in mind that by saying something is big, it might come across as an insult. It depends on the intention of the speaker. For example, the word
muchacho,
meaning boy, can be made into the word
muchachote,
literally meaning big boy. This could be used, for example, by your father as a kind of joke. Another example, this time with a feminine noun, is
amigota,
literally, big friend. It can be used as an affectionate or derogatory way to refer to a friend. Again, this depends on the speaker's intention and intonation. So far, we have learned that the augmentatives are expressive suffixes that emphasize size or importance. We can create an augmentative noun by adding one of the suffixes
aso, asa, on, ona, ote, ota
at the end of a noun. Now let's look at some examples. First is
perrazo, perrote, perrón. Perrazo, perrote, perrón.
This noun can be used with any of the three augmentative suffixes, and in each case, they have a slightly different connotation.
Perrazo
suggests that the dog is a good dog, while the others simply refer to its size. This is also the case with the word
libro,
meaning book. Its augmentative forms will be
librazo, librote, librón. Librazo, librote, librón.
The first,
librazo,
refers to its quality, suggesting that it's an amazing book. The others simply refer to its size. The suffix
aso
is used not only to make augmentatives, but also to express a hit or strike when used with certain nouns meaning a tool or utensil. In such cases, it explains an action performed with that tool. For example,
bastón,
meaning stick, becomes
bastonazo
and means to hit with a stick. The same happens with
pelota
or ball. It becomes
pelotazo,
meaning to hit with a ball. Let's review. Respond to the prompts by speaking aloud. Then repeat after the Spanish speaker, focusing on pronunciation. Do you remember how Ben Lee says, "It's a success"?
Es un éxito.
Listen again and repeat.
Es un éxito. Es un éxito.
And how Ben's friend says, "A great success."
Un exitazo.
Listen again and repeat.
Un exitazo. Un exitazo.
While in many cases more than one of the suffixes can be used to create an augmentative of the same meaning, some versions will be used more frequently than others. Augmentatives are usually colloquial, and they can carry either positive or negative meaning, depending on the speaker's intention. While we mostly focused on augmentative nouns, the endings can also be applied to adjectives. For example, you can attach any of the suffixes we just learned,
aso, on, ote,
to turn the adjective
bueno,
meaning good, into the adjectives
buenazo, buenón, buenote,
meaning great or good-looking, depending on the context. Great job! Now you know how to use augmentatives in Spanish. That's all there is to it. Be sure to download the lesson notes for this lesson at SpanishPod101.com and move on to the next lesson.